pick a number, whatever number we're on, I'm not counting, of worshiping from home, taking the Lord's Supper from home. I've been reminded these last few weeks of a few times when I was younger, when we couldn't make it to church mostly in the wintertime due to bad roads or snow or ice. Those of you my age and older might remember surviving the blizzard of 78 and maybe missing a few Sundays there. We would take communion at home as a family, and then we would get the Sunday school lesson that my mom had prepared for the 2 and 3 year old Sunday school class, which she taught and still teaches. So fast forward 40 however many years, and here we are worshiping from home, although in a much more high-tech fashion. I'd like to start this morning with a couple of Old Testament scriptures that have come to my mind these past few weeks that can be a reminder that God is in control. We don't have to worry about taking care of all this that's going on, because He is going to take care of it, already knows how the outcome is going to be. Starting in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. There is an appropriate time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. A time to search and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What profit is there to the worker from that in which he toils? I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. He has made everything appropriate in His time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that man will not find out the work for which God has done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it. There is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that men should fear Him. So if I can be lighthearted for just a minute here, verse 5, a time to embrace, a time to shun embracing. We have been told to shun embracing right now. Those of you that know me very well know I'm just as well happy with a good handshake and don't necessarily need an embrace anyway. One of my wife's good friends tells me that I need to be more of a hugger. When the 6 foot stay apart rule came out here a while back, I said, see, I've been right all along. We should stay 6 feet apart. And now we have biblical proof. There is a time to shun embracing. On a more serious note, of course, God has appointed the right time for all of these things. My footnotes in my Bible say that this was written in 930-something B.C. God knew all the way back then that in springtime of 2020 we'd be going through this. We would be shunning, embracing to get through this. And we don't need to worry about the outcome because He already knows the outcome and He is already in control of it. Verse 14, I know that everything that God does will remain forever. There's nothing to add to it, nothing to take from it. For God is so worked that men should fear Him. So if we fear the Lord, respect Him, honor Him, obey Him, we know that what He is taking care of is going to last forever. We don't need to add to, and we can't add to or take away from it. Verse 11, He has set eternity in their heart. Those that don't know the Lord right now can be really worried because the earthly things that they're normally doing are gone and they don't have anything else or don't have a faith to lean on because God has set eternity in their heart. The footnote here in our Bible says that we are made where we're always yearning for God. The physical labors and occupation and activities that He's given to us can be a gift, as in verse 13. Man who eats and drinks his good in his labor is a gift of God. So we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to do our physical work, but we don't have to worry about it when we can't do it for a little while. We don't have to worry about everything else going on because God already has all that in control. We can go back even further back toward the beginning into Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 through 22, when Noah is coming off the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings to the altar, on the altar to the Lord. The Lord smelled the soothing aroma, and the Lord said to Himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man. For the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth, and I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease.
So in a time like this, we've got a promise that God made clear back to Noah, or clear back in Noah's time, that still holds true for us, that as long as the earth remains, all of these things shall not cease. So how does this tie into the Lord's Supper? Well, let's go to the New Testament. We're talking about a time for everything, maybe a time to not be as busy with our physical work, but there is still work for us to do. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So just as there is an appropriate appointed time for everything, just as things will not cease as long as the earth remains, Jesus is going to be with us till the end of the age, but he expects us to be busy doing his work, even if we're not doing our physical labor and earthly occupation. So one more to actually bring this around to tie into the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So we're to be taking the Lord's Supper, as we're doing this morning, and proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Just as we were promised that there's an appointed time for everything, that the things will not cease as long as the earth remains, and that he wants us to make disciples, he also wants us to proclaim his death until he comes, and if I can interject, maybe even proclaim his death, burial, and resurrection until he comes. So hopefully those couple of Old Testament scriptures can give you a little bit of comfort if you've been nervous or worried in this time, and think about that, and also the work the Lord wants us to do as we partake of his Lord's Supper this morning. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you for the promises in your word that tell us that you are in charge, you are in control, we do not need to worry. Bless the emblems as we partake this morning, and all those that do partake. In Jesus' name, amen.